How much money did he get?
Money? No money was stolen. After all, there was no money to steal, for I had not been able to vend even one of these delicacies. He stole the hot dogs. Yes. However, he apparently didn't take them all. When I had recovered, I checked the wagon. There are still one or two left, I think.
I never heard of nothing like this.
Perhaps he was very hungry. Perhaps some vitamin deficiency in his growing body was screaming for appeasement. The human desire for food and sex is relatively equal. If there are armed rapes, why should there not be armed hot dog thefts? I see nothing unusual in the matter.
You're full of bullshit.
I? The incident is sociologically valid. The blame rests upon our society. The youth, crazed by suggestive television programs and lascivious periodicals, had apparently been consorting with some rather conventional adolescent females who refused to participate in his imaginative sexual program. His unfulfilled physical desires therefore sought sublimation in food. I, unfortunately, was the victim of all of this. We may thank God that this boy has turned to food for an outlet. Had he not, I might have been raped right there on the spot.
He took all but four,
the old man said, peering down into the well in the hot dog.
That son of a bitch. I wonder how he could carry all them hot dogs away.
I really don't know,
Ignatius said. Then he added indignantly,
I awakened to find the lid of the cart open. Of course no one would help me up. My white smock stamped me as a vendor, an untouchable.
How about making another try?
What? In my present condition, do you seriously expect me to take to the streets again and hustle? My 10 cents is going to be deposited in the hands of a St. Charles streetcar conductor. The remainder of the day I intend to spend in a hot tub trying to recapture some semblance of normality.
Then how about coming back tomorrow, pal, and trying it again?
The old man asked hopefully.
I really need vendors.
Ignatius pondered the proposal for some time, scrutinizing the scar on the old man's nose and belching gassily. At least he would be working. That should satisfy his mother. The work offered little supervision and harassment. Ending his meditations with a clearing of the throat, he belched,
If I am functioning in the morning, I shall perhaps return. I cannot predict the hour at which I will arrive, but more or less, I imagine that you can expect to see me.
That's fine, son,
the old man said.
Call me Mr. Clyde.
I shall,
Ignatius said, and licked at a crumb that he had discovered in the corner of his mouth.
Incidentally, Mr. Clyde, I shall be wearing this smock home to prove to my mother that I'm employed. You see, she drinks rather heavily, and she needs reassurance that money from my labors will be forthcoming in order that her supply of spirits won't be cut off. My life is a rather grim one. One day I shall perhaps describe it to you in detail. For the moment, however, you must know a thing or two about my valve.
Valve?
Yes,